Hey guys, it's Aaron Sangera here with Alkaline Radio. So today guys, this is actually podcast episode number one. So today I actually just want to give you guys a little backstory on how I actually got started on my alkaline journey. So one of the first reasons for why I ended up getting started on my alkaline journey and figuring out who Dr. Sebi actually was through the internet actually. So, long story short, first thing, so my mother actually got really, really sick. So she was extremely sick, and, you know, like anybody else, obviously when you have a family member that's sick, that there's something, wrong with me, you're obviously at a point where you want to do absolutely anything for them, right? You're feeling, so sad, and, you know, you have that kind of pit in your stomach, and, you know, your mind's kind of going crazy, and you're just like, your mind's all over the place. You're honestly wondering, what can I do to help my loved one? So, you know, I don't know if any of you guys out there are kind of going through the same thing. It could be maybe your wife, your girlfriend, your brother, sister, your mother, dad, whatever the case may be. So for me, it was my mom. And obviously, I don't want to go too much into detail for what was wrong with my mom, but my mom was really, really sick, right? So one day, what happened was, we were all just having a get together like any other day. Everyone's over. You know, just my family, we love to get together and have big get togethers. And so we're all just hanging out. Everyone's eating. You know, we're having a little barbecue. We got some of my little nephews and nieces. We got some of my older cousins, the family, my friends. Everybody's hanging out, having fun, right? So out of nowhere, I just look over and I see my mom just all of a sudden just fall. Just fall like flat, and out of nowhere, like she just fainted, and so like in the middle of this party, she's just walking in the middle of our kitchen near the island, and she just faints, and I'm sitting there and I'm just like absolutely stunned. I'm like, what is going on here? So you know, we all race up, everybody stops what they're doing, and they race up, and they're like, all right, we got to do whatever we can to help her. So we're all standing there, trying to help her, you know, obviously call 911, the ambulance comes. And slowly she's regaining a little bit consciousness, and, you know, everything's a little bit better, I guess, just for the moment. So we pick her up, and so the paramedics come, we pick her up, and we take her into, you know, those little stretchers that they bring out, and they took her out into the truck, and everyone's just looking out, and, you know, the whole party just got quiet. So everyone's looking out, and you're kind of just standing there and thinking to yourself, like, what just happened? You know, like that in a blink of an eye, something serious like that could happen. Everyone's having fun. Everyone's having a get together, laughing, playing, joking around, and something like that happens. And you, in life, you just never would think that's going to happen, right? I know, like all of you, just like me, you know, we're having our good days, we have our bad days, but you never think something like that's going to happen. So, you know, I'm just seeing my mother just get taken off. So, you know, first thing was, I was like, what am I supposed to do? Like, what am I going to do? What can I do to help my mom? What can I do to help my mom? So, I'm thinking of anything. So, obviously, the first thing was, for me, obviously, we helped her. We picked her up, we took her into the truck, and the next thing was, what can I do to help my mom? So, I know that obviously at the hospital, they were like, listen, ma'am, we're going to have to do surgery to you, we're going to have to do this, that, when we ended up getting to the hospital, this is what's wrong with you, etc., right? Like, it was a pretty serious disease. Again, I just don't want to go too much into detail. And so, it's a very serious disease, and they're like, all right, so we're going to have to take you into hospital and get surgery done. So my mother, she's gonna get the surgery done. So, you know, for me, I was kind of thinking to myself, I was like, all right, what can I do to help her? What can I do to help her? You know, there's got to be something, there's got to be a way out there. So I'm going on the internet, I'm going through everything I can possible, right? Because I know that I need to figure out a way in, like, to help her, right? I know that somebody like me, I'm not just gonna let any one of my loved ones just get sick and have stuff happen to them and me not try to figure out what can I do to help them. There's got to be something that I could do. So I'm looking, I'm running around, I'm trying to do absolutely everything, running around on the internet, asking doctors questions, naturopathic doctors, whatever the case may be. So all of a sudden, on the internet, I don't know exactly what happened, but I'm searching all of these naturopathic doctors and healing, and I come across Dr. Arnold Ehret, who's actually had a diet on called the mucusless diet, and he's talking about how mucus is one of the main diseases, one main causes of diseases all around the world. So when anybody has a problem with absolutely anything going on in their body, it's mucus is what the cause is, right? So that's one of the main reasons for why they got sick. So I'm learning all this stuff and I'm like, whoa. So I go a little bit more in detail and I find out that there's a guy actually, he was alive at the moment. This was about like 4 years ago, Dr. Sebi. So I'm watching one of his videos and it's him talking about how he cured HIV and AIDS and cancer and all these things, right? And he actually proved it in federal court. He actually got taken to federal court in New York for saying that he cured people, and they federally took him to court and they said that you have to show us, I don't know exactly the number, but I know that it was a bunch of people. I believe it was like 20 or 30 something people, 30 something of his patients. He had to show their past, in the past what was wrong with them, and then in the present what was like, so how they were healed. So let's say some of them had cancer, and then it's so let's say like it was like so some of them would have cancer, and then he would prove in court, he would have another document of it, of their doctors showing that the cancer is no longer there, and like etc., going down the list. So some of them would have like random diseases, right? Let's just think of absolutely everything, right? Like I even saw the one he was talking about how he cured blindness. So this was just mind-blowing to me, right? So I start, like, I'm literally, like, stunned, just like absolutely anybody else in the view. Like, what the, what? Like, what am I learning here? I'm being told my whole life that there's no way that you could cure these diseases, right? And I'm just like, there's got to be something more to this, right? My mind's absolutely blown. So I'm like, all right, I have to take more of a deep dive into this. So I start digging as deep down into this as I can. So I start seeing what he's talking about and how he has, like, a nutritional guide, and how he says to just eat, and he, you know, even drink. So essentially just for everything that you're going to eat or drink, just use the guide, the Dr. Sebi nutritional guide, as a guide to help you eat foods that are actually good for you. So natural foods, natural man-made, natural actual foods that aren't hybrid, man-made foods, are good for you, and they actually give the body oxygen. So when you're eating some of these foods, you're able to actually produce oxygen in the body, and in turn, for whatever areas, you know, your body's, I know I'm obviously not an expert in this, but whatever areas your body's sick, you kind of feed oxygen to that through the various foods and things that you're drinking. So like whether that be water, and he's talking about how drinking like 2 gallons of spring water a day, and you know, doing things like this. So, you know, I started on a plan. I was like, all right, I got to make sure that my mom does exactly this stuff. That was my plan. I was like, I gotta make sure that I put her on track to do exactly what this guy's saying, right? Because he's cured a bunch of other people. He could cure my mother, right? I love her to death. I'm not going to make sure anything happens to her, right? Just like obviously any of you guys. So we're going through the process. And you know, this was obviously, she ended up getting out of the hospital. She had the surgery, etc., right? Came back. They were like, there's still a little bit of a chance of this disease coming back. So I'm like, all right, mom, you're going to have to do this, right? I know the doctors, you don't know what you don't know. And unfortunately, right, obviously they're, most doctors in North America and in Europe and stuff, whatever, etc., you know, they go to, they learn off of Western medicine, right? But Dr. Sebi and what Arnold Ehret talk about are like natural medicines that people have been using for thousands and thousands of years to make sure that they live long, right? So I made sure that my mom just followed this guide. So she, so at first, obviously, she's a little, like, aware of it. She's like, no. So I don't fully explain all of this to her. I'm like, listen, this and this is what happened. She, all right, this man's cured people of all of this. He has this stuff to back it up. Like, mom, come on, try it out, right? I know that, like, whether me and you believe it or not, at least it's not going to hurt to try it out, right? So in order to get her to try it out, I actually started eating the food myself. And I started noticing a huge difference in my life, right? I literally cut out meat out of my diet, and I've cut a lot of other foods out of my diet too, right? Like, obviously, I'm not perfect, just like each and every one of you obviously probably isn't perfect either. And I obviously fall off the beaten path, and sometimes I'll eat some foods that aren't on the list, right? Obviously, when you're going out to dinner and etc. But for the most part, I'm 100% trying to stick to this, right? Like 90-95% of the time, I'm eating alkaline foods, right? So my mom slowly starts to do it a little bit herself too. And she's getting into it, and she's noticing a huge difference, right? And so all of a sudden she's going back to doctors, and at that time she wasn't able to actually even get out of bed. So she's going to the doctors, and the doctor all of a sudden starts talking about how, starts telling her how it's insane that she's actually getting better, right? He's amazed. He's like, how are you actually getting better? Like, he's asking her all these questions, and my mom's just like, you know, I just changed my diet. That's all I did. I just changed my diet. And so she's like, I've been eating a lot of greens and eating a lot of fruits and eating a lot of vegetables and drinking a lot of spring water and, you know, things that actually feed your body hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon, right? If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure that's what it is, right? I know that all those foods essentially are feeding your body oxygen. And that's what your body needs. It needs oxygen internally. So foods that give your body, that create oxygen in the body, and then in turn, what that does is that actually it'll go to the parts of your. So let's say there's something wrong with your lungs or something like that, right? And you're eating a lot of oxidizing foods that helps repair the lungs. Then the lungs are going to start to repair themselves as you consistently keep eating this stuff and drinking. You know, your waters and your herbal teas and etc. Right? We could go a little bit more in depth into that some other on a different podcast, but essentially what you're trying to do is just help the body heal itself, right? So that's what we kept doing. I just continuously kept making sure that I was making her eat and drink the foods that are on the list to continuously keep making herself feel better. So this kept happening, right? So she kept making sure that she's eating, and her doctor's just getting shocked every month she goes back. He's like, how are you getting better? How are you getting better? How are you getting better? And so a couple months go by, like 3 months go by, and all of a sudden he's asking her to come in for her final assessment. And she goes in, and what ends up happening is he's literally stunned. He's like, you're no longer going to have the disease anymore. And so she starts going around telling all her friends this, and you know, going everywhere, because my mom's actually just stunned. She's like, there's no way that I'm getting better. Cause like, honestly, for as long as I've known my mother, right, she doesn't even like want to run or do anything like that. Now she'll like want to go for walks. She's running around. She's, you know, she's in good spirits. You know, she honestly doesn't eat those things. Like, you know, the bad foods for you, right? You guys will see when you search the nutritional guide, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, some of the foods that he's talking about, right? So she doesn't really like try to stay away from that. Like, obviously we know we're human just like everybody else. Like 10-20% of the time, we'll, you know, if we're outside, we'll eat different like types of foods, and she'll eat, you know, different foods, like obviously that aren't on the list either, right? But we'll try to make sure that we eat as healthy and good foods as we can for you, and just kind of like try to mix it up. And you know, we can make burgers out of it. Like, we found ways to make burgers and, you know, tacos and chicken wings and stuff. Honestly, the internet's a great resource. So we ended up going through this huge, you know, this is huge, like, honestly, like, me and my mom also honestly have this huge change. And like, we've been now, you know, teaching our family about this, and teaching my dad and my brothers and my cousins and my friends. And, you know, there's just this huge, like, everybody knows about it now, right? And everybody wants to get along on this, because they're like, how are you guys all healthy? And like, how are you guys all in like good spirits? And, you know, because you like, you know, you get more mental clarity as much as you do, you know, just proper clarity in your life in general, right? You feel better, you're more energized, you don't feel as drowsy and sleepy eating bad foods and stuff. So, you know, honestly, it's amazing. And, you know, in the end, I realized to myself, I was like, I feel like that was more of the achievement to myself more than anything, like realizing, not even really telling everybody else, like convincing other people now to do this, but like me realizing inside, like I really love just helping people, I guess. Like, I love the fact of gaining knowledge like that and being able to provide it to somebody else and see their whole life change and transform right before my eyes. So it's amazing, guys, honestly. If you guys don't know about this alkaline lifestyle and who Dr. Sebi is, Dr. Arnold Ehret is, you know, search him up. You know, you guys could see some of those things yourselves. I'll talk a little bit more in depth on some of these guys in some of my future podcasts. But guys, today you guys got to get to know me a little bit better. It was awesome talking to you guys and, you know, letting you guys get a better understanding of my backstory and who I am and how I got started on this journey. So I'll talk to you guys soon. See ya. Bye.